the thing that got me started was the Iraqi war. I just couldn't believe that we were being dragged into this war. It made no sense whatsoever. And everybody knew it was the Jews who were doing this for the sake of Israel. And no one could say it. I mean, you could sometimes say neoconservative, but everybody knew that was a Jewish movement.
Trotsky.
And I kept thinking, well, I thought these guys were conservative. I thought I'm a conservative. How is this possible? You know, well, you can't deal with it politically. You have to deal with it theologically. And so what's the connection? Irving Kristol,
Wolfowitz,
the father of neoconservatism. Well, he's a Trotskyite. Well, that's the opposite end of the political spectrum. From the 30s to the 80s, he goes 180 degrees, and nobody can understand what's going on because no one can use the word Jew. It's not a sin to say the word Jew.
Right.
It's not a sin to criticize Jews. Moses criticized Jews. He wasn't an anti-Semite. Jesus Christ criticized Jews, and he couldn't commit any sin. So if we're followers of Jesus Christ, we have the freedom to criticize Jews. That's what's being called anti-Semitism right now. They are losing control of the narrative because of people like you, because of institutions like the internet. They are losing control of the narrative, and now they're just trying to shout everybody down by calling everything anti-Semitism. If you say the same thing that a Jew said, like the Jews are behind gay marriage or something like that, you're an anti-Semite, even though Amy Dean said it in Tikkun magazine. This is intolerable. It's intolerable, and men of goodwill have to stand up and say, no, we're not going to take it anymore. Yes. It's not a sin to criticize Jews. You have to tell the truth. There's no way of getting around it. There's no point using euphemisms. There's no point. You just have to address the situation as truthfully as possible, and then hope that it catches on, and then let's see what happens. I think we've made great strides here. I think we as Americans are really an inspiration to the rest of the world, especially Europe. I have lots of contacts in Germany. They're scared to death in Germany. They have hate crimes legislation in Germany. They've been totally intimidated, totally whipped into submission. And oftentimes they get angry at you when you bring this up. But the other side of the coin is that we are not going to go to jail. Okay, if you say, you know, the Jews are behind gay marriage, you're not going to go to jail. And Trump can do all sorts of things about anti-Semitism, you're not going to go to jail. And if you don't use that opportunity for the benefit of the rest of the human race, I think God will hold you responsible for your cowardice. That's the main problem with Catholics. They don't know their own history, so they don't know what happened to them, so they can't react properly. That's the main problem across the board. And they've been committed to a failed experiment. This thing called Catholic-Jewish dialogue has been a disaster for the past all going on 70 years now, 60 years, 65 to the present. It's been a disaster because it is a negation of the gospel. Over a period of time, the Jewish strategy has been let's see what we can get the Catholics to deny today. You know, let's get in dialogue and let's see if they'll deny the resurrection, or let's say that the Gospel of St. John is anti-Semitic. Let's see if they won't use it in church anymore. Let's go to Oberammergau. Let's subvert the Passion Play. All of this has happened because the Catholic Church simply cannot identify its enemy. Nothing has changed in this regard. You can pretend that everybody's your friend, but that doesn't mean everybody's your friend. Nothing has changed since St. Paul said, the Jews are the people that killed Christ, and they are enemies of the entire human race. That is what we believe as Catholics. That is what the Scripture says. That is our faith, okay? We can't deny it. Sicut Iudaeus non. It was the position of the church for about 1,500 years. after the Roman Empire collapsed, the church had to take over the administration of the social order in Europe. And they realized almost immediately that Jews are a problem. They are involved in every single revolutionary movement. All of the heresies, the Arian heresy was basically promoted by Jews to destroy the church. Nothing had ever changed. So at about 600, they finally came up with a modus vivendi, no one has the right to harm the Jew, but the Jew doesn't have a right to destroy your culture either. And so between the two of those things, you can work out something. Now, I said this in the Jewish revolutionary spirit. I was immediately called an anti-Semite for taking this topic on. Okay. Right. Now, I kept saying, look, I said no one has the right to harm the Jew. Okay. Didn't you hear me? I said that. Every time I say it, I get censored. I get banned. So you know what happened? They banned the message. And so as a result, that message did not get out. And as a result, some guy in Pittsburgh walked into a synagogue with a rifle and started shooting Jews. Okay? The ADL is responsible for that. They are responsible for causing this violence because they are responsible for suppressing discussion. Okay? It's that simple.